selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. You know, okay, it's actually just so funny because what I love about Shopify is no matter how huge and massive you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control. Yes, daddy. And take your business to the next level because we're business women. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bookclub. That's shopify.com/bookclub, all lowercase. Shopify.com/bookclub.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Celebrity Book Club.
Mate, pass me a Stella.
Oh, fuck. We only have like 4 left. We're going to have to go to a pub later.
Okay, don't have to ask me twice. Of course, we're going to pub later. Have you heard that new Sarah Vaughan remix? With Fatboy Slim. They were just playing at Radio 1.
Oh my God, with Julie Tiger hosting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to make so shit like that, you know? I want to make shit that like fucking
your voice
moves
is
people.
So beautiful.
Oh, stop it, Jules.
You're like an icon. Like, no one is like you at like school.
At uni? Mate, no. Ugh, you're always taking the piss.
Wait, fuck, do you have cigarettes?
Oh, fuck. Wait, let me rummage through my hobo bag.
I want like a new leather satchel hobo bag with like flowers printed on it and like... May we go like vintage shopping in like
flats.
East Finchley.
East Finchley. I want new flats for a new flat.
Yeah. Ah, yes.
New flats.
Okay, we like both need.
And
but,
I want like
not
a
matching.
Proper couch, like a yes. Proper adult couch.
No. We should like borrow like Mitch's car and go to IKEA.
All right, let's just nick the keys.
Oh, we gotta nick the keys and go to IKEA. Okay, we can like nick the couch.
Nick a couch from IKEA. Proper adult. Oh, fuck. I just spilled Stella on of HJVC.
What the fuck, Ames?
Sorry. Oh.
Ames, you fucking serious? I just got this.
I'm such a dumb slag. Oh,
oh
my God.
Oh, my God. You're so sloppy. We've only even had, like, 6.5 litres of Stella so far.
Oh, let's go to Harrods and just nick some high fives.
You're fucking crazy, Ames.
Yeah, I'm a mad bird. Get used to it.
Who's that knocking at the door? It's all your friends, you filthy whore. Your husband's gone and we've got books and a bottle of wine to kill.
It's Hollywood.
It's books.
It's gossip.
I'm shook.
It's memoirs.
It's martinis.
It's Studio 54.
It's
Celebrity Book Club.
Come read it while it's hot.
Celebrity Book Club.
Tell your secrets, we won't talk.
Celebrity Book Club.
No boys are allowed.
Celebrity Book Club.
Club. Buzz me in, I brought the Cuervo.
Hey, Best Slag!
Good to see you, mate.
Good to see you, mate. You look fit. You're looking like preps.
You're looking like a proper Essex slag, mate, with the trackie.
Got my trackies because it's like cozy, but also like, I don't know what I'm going to do later. You could like dress up, dress it down. Like, no. Just got my trackies on.
No, I mean like you're a chatty little bitch.
Yeah, like,
and that's
sorry.
Why I like you.
Yeah. No, and that's why I like you because you're like little Miss Buckingham, you know? With your little what? Prince Charles cardigan.
Okay, just because my aunt lives at Kensington Palace, does it mean that I'm posh?
Oh, you're freaking posh,
mate. I found my elocution lessons.
We actually have to stop talking. Okay, like this. Yes.
No, we have to stop talking in British.
But it's like mad rainy out, and it's like literally giving it's London.
Literally London. And now, as someone who's literally been to London, like it's rainy, and you wear jackets, and you're like. Ooh.
Before, you didn't have like this reference for rain. You were just kind of okay, rain, boring. But once you've been to London, rain takes on this romance, this history.
Is this weather really inspiring you to be even more cold for your upcoming beach vacation?
I've never been more excited to go to Puerto Rico.
Because I was almost wondering, like, have you been cold enough yet for it to really feel like,
today felt like one of those, thank God I'm leaving the city. Because it was like just a little bit too cold in that way where you're like, the wind and the wetness. And you're running errands. I'm trotting off to the barber shop. Okay, what's funny? Here's a hilarious anecdote that I can share on my podcast. So you know how, or maybe you don't know because you have like privilege of having like female haircut experience, but like going to the barber shop does involve this performance of masculinity. And now, even though my barber like does know that I'm gay and we're always like talking about my boyfriend, I'm still like
going to the PR with the boy.
I am. I'm literally being Amanda Bynes and she's the man. And
You're walking and being like, oh man, can we blast some Metallica? That shit is dope.
And like he's blasting hip hop and being like, yo, so what's up, son? And I'm like, yeah, like me and my boyfriend are going to Puerto Rico this weekend. And he's like, yo, that's what's up. Like, it's my favorite place to go. Like, but just so you know, it's not all inclusive. Like, they're going to charge you for everything. I'm like, no, yeah, that's the shit. Like, we're going to this tiny ass island off the coast. It's like mad undiscovered. Like,
me and my boyfriend and I were going to like mad shit from the Essence sale. Like mad little boy shorts and shit.
Yo, I got these fucking gnarly ass 023C tanks that just arrived from Essence. You fuck with Montreal, my dude.
Well, I would say on the other end, you know, I'm trapped in between because it's like, oh, women, you're supposed to go and gossip. And it's expected, you know, oh, I have these problems.
Well, you want to gossip with your haircut tricks.
It is. But before that, I never like knew how to gossip with like other cut trickses. But that's because I was always getting like silent group on haircuts.
From a student.
Yeah, from literally a student. I'm just like, I hate my boyfriend right now. And they're just like, what?
Okay, what's so funny is my stylist, he also like is being so like an ally and was just like, yo, like on New Year's, me and my wife were supposed to meet up with our gay friends, but one of them like broke his ankle or some shit.
Oh, obsessed.
So we didn't go out. And then they were like, do you want to come over? I was like, son, I'm not going to go from a house to another house.
Period.
Period.
I'm not gonna go from a house to another house.
He's like, I'm already at home.
Do you want me to sit at your house? No, I mean, that was actually me this weekend when it was storming. I was like, I'm not going from a house to another house.
I knew you weren't coming to that meetup that we scheduled.
House to another house?
Yeah.
Nah, dog.
No, when there was literally like 0.7 inches of snow flurry.
No, your girl was
you were down for the count.
But I did go to IKEA and you'll hear about that in the VIP lounge.
I'm shaking.
Nothing that revolutionary happened.
Wait, save this. Save
it's
this tea.
Too good. Because I'll have to get a new chaise. Okay, speaking of people who have dreams of going to IKEA.
People who just want to be a grown-up and live on their own in an apartment. And
I will say the last true, and now you see I'm speaking in the past tense, the last true jazz singer.
Who Tony Bennett said should be included along with Ella Fitzgerald and Nina Simone as one of the great jazz singers of all time.
Literally, like, I'm just like, yes, I love Lana. I love Lady Gaga. Whatever. But
I don't. Well, okay. I'm going to call you in on that. I don't think you're such a fan of this person. And you certainly weren't when we were kids.
This person?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
You like thought she was like funny and ridiculous, but you weren't being so like, oh, I'm so excited for the latest live vinyl and then going to her shows.
Well, you weren't going to her shows either.
No, but I'm not claiming to be.
Okay, but she is looking back now. I'm like, she is so amazing and talented.
Course. Well, and we'll get into the sort of like,
right. No, to
like the revisionist
death.
History that comes when someone dies.
Because I already,
and the lionization and the canonization, and it's already happening. Okay. Of course, we're talking about
none other
than the British chanteuse.
Beehive, Stella wearing, Stella drinking.
Stella drinking.
Cocaine doing.
The pride of London, ladies and gentlemen.
Amy Winehouse.
And her
kind of book.
In quotation marks, her book. Amy Winehouse, in her words. So this book came out August 2023. Put out by Day Street, who, as some of you may remember, is the same imprint of HarperCollins that did drop the Britney book.
So it's kind of a celebrity imprint, if you will.
Definitely also like an imprint that's like, shall we say, monetizing women's tragedies of the Y2K
era.
They're
like, ooh, were you really popular in 2004 and a woman?
And like dragged by the media.
And we will now look back on that and correct.
And now we will correct the record.
This book was also produced by her parents, which we'll get into the ethics of that.
To me, this book is basically a response to the documentary that came out, which does not paint especially the father in a good light.
No, it doesn't. It paints him in a pretty like dark kind of schemey light.
If you haven't seen the doc, please go see it. It's a 2015. I remember sobbing in theaters seeing that.
Sobbing.
And it's really well done. And it does paint the dad and several other figures in her life as basically just like wanting to keep that gravy train going and just being like, you know what? We can tell that she's bulimic, like 3 pounds, like
doing
addicted
drugs.
To drugs, like so chaotic, but we're going to like
perform,
make her perform in Belgrade and like make her go on tour. And like, even though she's falling apart and the dad like is starting to do this reality show and like she's
and he was her manager the whole time. And so this whole book is basically like a coffee table book with like big quotes and like...
The book is like kind of a collage of sorts. It's a lot of like, you know, scans of like little notes that she wrote and like poems and lists she would make of what she wanted her apartment to look like when she was older. And a lot of fascinating ephemera that I do think helps build out a beautiful portrait of an artist we lost too soon.
And also, even though I love the doc, I mean, it's a lot about her downfall and the addiction and the abuse and like...
No, I think the doc does a great job as someone of having watched it last night experience.
Okay. It's been like 2 years for me and I was sobbing in my home when I watched it.
I think the doc does a great job of showing like how good of a singer she was and these high highs, all the talent.
This book is being a little more kooky and just like a lot of her like little fun lists and shopping lists.
I find all the little asides from the parents
creepy.
To be so self-serving.
Okay, I was wondering, and it was like...
Amy arrived in the world on 14 September 1983. She was 4 days late, and we always joke that Amy was late for everything, even her own birth. It's like the most like normal-ass joke to make.
Okay, there's this one part where it's like she collages thought bubbles on all of her family's heads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and after listening to Frank, and she...
Her first album.
...writes to her dad, like, maybe I should cut down on the pizza. And then her mom, it's like, we'll worry about the heart attack later. And then the next one is, like, her getting a deal, and it's a thought bubble being like, how much is 10% of $150,000? And so, like, yes, he is printing this, but he's also being like, Amy had such an amazing wit.
Or the part where they're like, ooh, like, we didn't know she had a boyfriend, probably for the best.
Yeah, they're like, she was always writing about guys that she liked or didn't like. We decided we didn't need to hear about it.
So early on, some of the really funny stuff happens very early. There is a list of things that she wants to keep in the fridge constantly.
This part is so me.
Things that she's going to keep in the fridge constantly.
When she's an adult. Yeah.
1, vodka. 2, Kahlua. 3, Baileys. 4, beer. You see already the receipts of addiction.
No.
5. This one I actually find it hard to read. Does it say baby chain? Are you on page 19?
Yeah, that one I couldn't understand. I was like, is that like baby wipes or like blueberries?
It might be like some sort of British thing. Probably. 6 strawberries, 7 cherries, because obviously
slutty girl cherry slutty stuff. Girl. Also rockabilly stuff.
It's rockabilly. She's in cherry tattoos. She must have like 3 cherry tattoos or something.
Right, and in this they say she has like 19 tattoos.
And then 8 Evian.
Fab.
Girls who like butter water know.
Evian is so good. And we were just having kind of a wild discussion about bottled versus tap in one of our large group chat.
Oh, yeah. And we have a friend
who says,
who was recently a guest on an episode of this podcast. Maybe you can guess who it is.
Figure it out.
Who thinks that
if you drink
fluoride,
tap,
like, kills your third eye or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's like just not even opening the third eye. It will kill your third eye.
Yeah.
And so you have to get bottled.
Here's the thing, it's just like fluoride is literally why Americans' teeth don't fall out at age 30. So I think it's good to have fluoride in the water.
That's why.
Yeah, mate. Like, that's why they put it in the water, mate. Like,
then why my teeth so busted, mate? Zoom in, my British, right?
Oh, yeah, maybe you're just so spiritually British that.
I mean, I think that's my Irish side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a big like plot in this book of the dad's asides being like, and a lot of report cards that are like, Amy's so talented if she could only concentrate. Amy is so talented if she would only stop disrupting class. Like, you know, if only Amy, you know, could put as much concentration into her work as she was in like chatting, which I felt were also like all of my report cards.
Yeah, I mean, that's very every like artistic person wants to fondly remember how teachers didn't get them. That's
which
a real
me.
Trope of the gifted child turned like underwhelming adult
like,
is being
no
like,
one fucking got me.
It's like teachers were like a pleasure to have in class, you know, that means that you were gay and you talked a lot. And
I was rereading one of my report cards and I got so annoyed and I was being so like kids rights. Because it's just being so, like, Lily is easily distracted and, like, doesn't like math. And it's just kind of like, yeah, I'm 9. Obviously.
It's called being 9, bitch.
Yeah, like, wake up. I'd be a loser if I did. Anyway, okay. This is just whole thing is so good. I may be a little eccentric and loud, weird, but that's because not many really people know me. Most people don't know me. They're just happy to think I'm the nut of the class. Okay, let me skip ahead. Sometimes I think if there's someone, some guy out there who's as crazy as me, who loves the Beatles and knows more than me about John Lennon, a nice guy with dark hair who has glasses to read and is a real indie kid. And she says real
underlined.
Piercings, optional, Scottish or Irish accent, preferably. And why do all underlined my brother's friends fit this description? Yet I'm too much young to do anything about it.
Amen, sister. I mean, of course, we lust after the brother's friends, and they're the first characters we meet.
Because they're the older people that are in your home.
Right.
Older.
And yet they're not of the family.
So, age gaps. Let's talk about that.
And you were into your older sister's friends, I assume.
Yeah. I was very intrigued by them.
Their
sexually
worldliness.
And the voluptuousness, kind of their confidence.
Yeah. But you never did anything about it. Because you were too much of a fucking pussy.
No, or just also like always like there was also always that hope at like camp or something like that, that it's like some like older person come up to you and be like, hey, wait, you're cool. I'm also
everyone's
dead
dream.
At this just
yeah.
being so like a real indie kid who loves the Beatles. It's like, okay, you're literally in England. So isn't that just like everyone?
I think maybe she's saying that so many kids now are like, you know, they don't have the sense of history. And so they're into the Libertines and the Baby Shambles and all the other new bands that are popping up. And maybe they're into grime, which I don't know if that was happening yet. But
Libertines
like,
was like...
They were contemporaries with Amy.
Yeah.
But
and they were like lovers, Pete Doherty and... Amy.
Briefly, maybe.
Briefly. I read on the wiki. They were briefly. But,
well,
like, they collabed.
You know, we were all... It was Camden, mate. Like, everyone was sort of noshing in each other's
right,
knobs.
Like, is it, like, Oasis more indie than the Beatles? Or she being,
well,
like,
think,
more the past?
I think she's being, A, more the past, but B, she's more like, I'm so indie that I'm actually more into the musicianship of the Beatles and their song construction and their, like, inventiveness. And, like, Oasis is just fucking stadium rock.
I don't think she thinks Oasis is stadium rock.
Well, there's also a funny clip in the dock where she's winning some British award, and the presenter goes, "And now someone who's a lot more rock and roll than Liam Gallagher, Amy Winehouse."
Yeah, she's probably like the dad rock, like it's past, not like stadium, but like, oh, they're like dads, the past, it's 90s.
I just think that she thinks that they're more basic and they're not as like
cool
clever.
As like real 60s.
Yeah, because she's into the real 60s and like she's into like the incredible talent and like, you know, improvisation skills required for a jazz singer. You have to be very like virtuoso to
she
do write, that.
She writes this whole, just also like me, like her nan listened to Sinatra, and that's why her first album was called Frank. And she has this whole song that's like, I rocked the style I chose because anything goes and I always stand out in a crowd. My phrasing plays the role of Frankie's breath control. Retro fucking chick.
I mean, that's a gorgeous line. I mean, one thing that struck me listening to her music these past few days, reading all these old poems and lyrics, is what an incredible lyricist she was, but not in the same way that I would say like Taylor Swift is an incredible lyricist.
They're both incredible, and I'm not going to allow you to pit women against
but
women.
But I know I'm not pitting. I'm saying it's apples and oranges because I think Amy just has this poetry and this vocabulary that's really quite like, sometimes really dark. It's just really grown up. And the people always say, oh, she's from another era, right? She feels like she's 50, you know, in a 17-year-old's body. And like, it would just been so amazing if she had lived, because like the shit that she'd be writing for herself, maybe she'd be writing shit for other pop stars now.
Yeah.
That would just be on such a more advanced level. There was a little poem in here that just kind of took my breath away. Pity and spite and pity and spite. Don't pity me. Love me for my mistakes. Pity yourself before your false dreams waste away down in a hole. Sits a little old man. Care for him. Wash his little crevices and enjoy the smile on his plaintive face. Mm. Isn't that such an amazing... I mean, she just has... That image of a little man down a little hole and you need to wash his little crevices.
Well, it's because she's so British. That thing is like, it's and like this is, kind I mean, of creepy
she's
in this way.
Like 16 when she
no,
wrote that
a lot of these,
you know?
Well, I've always thought this. I think people write their best lyrics young because you're not afraid.
And you're less self-conscious.
You're less self-conscious. Everything's new. You feel things harder.
Mm-hmm.
So like a 35-year-old writing lyrics about like, you know, a relationship. Sure, sometimes it's good. 40-year-old. But it's like to be 16 and writing lyrics.
And yet some of her stuff is like, her stuff, man.
Her stuff, her work, her poetry.
Some of her fucking stuff, man, was like, you know, dealing with really interesting dynamics that didn't feel like just typical. Like Billie Eilish's lyrics, right? It's like, she's so emo and I love her, but she's emo in like a really just like kind of
bedroom.
Normal bedroom teen way. And like Amy's emo in this way where it's like, she does sound like she's a 45-year-old woman, like Stronger Than Me, which won the Ivo Coachella Award.
This whole also like book is like, and that's when Amy won the Ivo Coachella Awards for Best R&B Vocalist.
I mean, okay, awards. People love like slight a genre bend for awards. Like I feel like awards really favor just like, oh, she's like a 17-year-old Jewish girl, but she sings like a jazz singer from the 40s. Like people love like Kendrick Lamar because it's like he's a rapper, but it's like more conscious.
No, people
and he's not
love
just rapping about like bling. It's just like people love like a slight twist to a genre, and that's when the awards start coming.
Hollywood Foreign Press.
Yeah.
Hello. No, I really was thinking about, one, obviously how sad it is that she has passed. Two, the revisionist history of like, because like thinking about Kurt Cobain, you know, and people miss him and he was a genius and blah, blah, blah. But like, would he be really annoying right now?
Oh my God, yeah.
I was like, would I be as obsessed with Amy as I am now? And as you did call me out, and I think you're totally right. I feel like at the time I was like, okay, I love Rehab, but I probably was like, she's so cherry tattoo and like fake beehive.
You 100%, that's all you said. At the time, I just want everybody to know that Lily was just like so vicious and your dismissal of Amy Winehouse as being so cherry tattoo and just like so alt. And you're just like, yeah, she's just like a regular alt girl. And you thought that like she was so Beatles and you were like, yeah, like I'm so Dark Buster and I'm so actual indie bands. And like she just cares about the libertines who are just like whatever.
Whatever. Like, I
that's
like
for
the
hot
libertines.
Straight girls, okay?
I never just the libertines.
I remember one time, maybe shared this story before, but our friend Eva.
Yeah, I was thinking of that.
When my friend from college was visiting you in Chicago and I was there. We were like
living together.
We were living together.
Yeah.
And my friend from NYU was visiting me in Chicago and we were like hanging out in your cool house, like drinking PBRs. And my friend was just like, man, I think like Amy Winehouse is so cool. Like she sings about what Ella Fitzgerald would sing about if she were alive today. And Eva, you're just like really thin, cunty, cool friend. She just goes, I don't think Ella Fitzgerald would be singing about skull t-shirts. Just disdain, just dripping from her lips. And like my friend who was being so like such a like earnest fan was just so kind of like cowed by that. It was just like, oh, like, okay. And like kind of tried to defend it a little bit. And she was so just like, ugh,
loser.
Just like, oh, you're falling for her shtick.
I mean, obsessed.
So I do think that's kind of where you were more. So it's interesting to see you make that 180. And I do think that...
I just think that is an amazing moment, though, in history. Because I do think... I love Amy Winehouse, but I think it was actually talking about Billie Holiday. And I was thinking about that. And
he did say Billie Holiday.
And I do actually think Billie Holiday would sing about skull t-shirts. Because I think Billie Holiday's a lesbian and she wears raw denim. Period.
Sorry, any objections?
Anyone?
Okay,
silence.
Sold. To the lesbian and the track dragon.
Celebrity Book Club.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling scented coffins or outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. You know, okay, it's actually just so funny because what I love about Shopify is no matter how huge and massive you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control. Yes, daddy. And take your business to the next level because we're business women. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. I'm talking Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklyn, and all your favorite DTC brands. Do you want to be a Brooklyn in business, or do you want to be the sad girl selling candles on the subway? Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bookclub. That's shopify.com/bookclub, all lowercase. If you do it uppercase, it won't work. Just like your sales if you don't use Shopify. Shopify.com/bookclub.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Celebrity Book Club.
I feel like what's happening here, though, of course, is there is this... You're viewing everything that she went through and sort of this grand arc of greatness into tragedy. And so I think it's impossible not to view someone who has died tragically prematurely in like this saint-like way.
And she's 27 Club, especially.
27 Club. So we canonize everyone in the 27 Club. And then her accomplishments on the one hand get like, you know, not that we should minimize them, but I think they're seen as even more favorably.
Yes.
You know, where we might see someone else like, yeah, they won a bunch of awards because people win awards. Now we're like, oh my God, she was a once-in-a-lifetime talent. And then it's all building to this sadness. And then we start looking at everything as being this little piece of the puzzle that was always going to end in this tragic burnout.
No, and I was like, it's the tragic burnout that you speak of. And it's like, I think people maybe would be like looking in this book to be like, what was it? When did she start doing drugs?
Yeah, I just think the mythology around it starts to become so consuming, and it is hard. And I don't think the book or the doc or anything can really evade what has become this, the canonization and the sanctification.
I don't know if anyone's making her to a saint, per se, but she's now idol. She's Marilyn.
She's Marilyn.
She had the Marilyn piercing. Also, if we can talk about her style transition from getting like more just like Jewish middle school like girl.
She's so Jewish middle school girl. And she's like straightening her hair.
And just like braces. And just like puffer flares.
And then she
And it's like normal size.
And then she kind of starts to be bulimic. And in the doc, does the mom mention the bulimia in this book at all?
They don't talk about the bulimia in this book, which is crazy.
Which is so crazy because when you see all this like footage of her later, it's like, yeah, she's, you know, she's on drugs, but
2
it's like
pounds.
The thigh gap is not natural.
The arms are like crazy.
It's like when you have the thigh gap and a little bit of the paunch and the arms are like so thin, it's like that's just sort of telltale bulims. And it's like the parents are a little kind of pretending like it's not, like there's a quote from the mom where she's like, oh, and she told me she has this new trick where she eats her food and then she goes and whatever the British phrase for like upchucking is or something. then she ralphs it all up and that's her secret. And I suppose I should have given it more thought at the time. It's like, yeah, I think.
Parents, though, you know, they can say little comments about weight and it can really.
Especially her Jewish mom was making little comments.
And maybe her kind of like big dad.
Her like big fat dad.
Right.
Was projecting. I mean, the dad is, it's like, she loved her daddy.
She did love her daddy.
She got a tattoo that said daddy's girl.
This is so iconic. Her mom was just, I feel like, kind of like normal, but she had her mom tattooed as a diner waitress.
Oh, okay, wait. So this brings us to the whole diner waitress thing. I have a whole thing. I want to talk about this. So, did you see the song
Waffle House Girls
called Dolly's Diner that she wrote? And she has this whole fantasy of being a waitress. So first of all, there's like a little drawing here of like a hot little like roller skate waitress with like tits. And it's very pinup and it falls into her whole like, you know, pinup aesthetic.
Evolution to pinup aesthetic, which is kind of like my opinion.
That's the hottest thing a girl can do.
Dita Von Teese
is the hottest woman alive.
Yeah, like.
Period.
Period. Cherries, beehive, Truckies.
So there's this drawing of a girl in the little apron and like dark hair, dark lip. Hello, my name is the Waffle Waitress. I love waffles and need to sell them. Please buy them. And you see there that telltale Amy humor.
Oh, that wicked.
That wicked wit. There's this kind of like deadpan quality. So then I want to read a line from Dolly's Diner. Here at Dolly's Diner, we'll let you cry. We'll let you talk about how you cheated, but never ask you why. Beneath my skates and falsies, you'll find I'm a person too. But though I'll serve your coffee, I'll never speak like that to you. No, I'll never tell you anything.
So, I mean, the diner thing, I feel like, is anyone who is a creative wants a diner song, a diner scene in a movie. Like, there's always the dream of, like, what if I just gave it all up and went to work at a diner?
Because the diner is
Americana. It's working class.
Or Britishana.
It's Britishana.
It's working class.
But she also liked America.
She loved America.
I think the Waffle House is more about her idolizing, like, because she always, like, went to go visit her aunt and uncle.
What's interesting, so it reminds me of the Morgan Wallen song, God Made a Bar. Man Made a Bar. With the lyrics of which are, God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good. I bet it was great. God made man. Man got lonely. He said, please, God, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl supposed to book of art, but he didn't make a place to go when she breaks your heart.
Yes, sing it.
So man made a bar. And I think it's about the sacredness of the third space and where you go. And then I think along with that is the emotional labor of the service industry, right?
But also diner is this, black coffee, sitting all day.
It's indie, it's Patti Smith.
And it's like one of the only places that's like not a coffee shop or like a bar you're getting wasted where you can sit all day with one cup.
The third space that has a low barrier, a low cost. You can actually be there for $2. You get 8 hours of time. I think what's so interesting about, if you compare it to the Morgan Wallen song, she deepens that idea of the emotional labor of the waitress by saying, you'll find I'm a person too, but I'm not going to speak like that to you. I'm not going to tell you anything. She's basically saying, like, I'm doing this performance of femininity with the falsies and the roller skates. I am the maternal figure. I am the therapist. I am your manic pixie dream mom therapist. And yet, I'm not actually going to reveal my vulnerability to you because there isn't space for that here, because this is your space to cry. And so it's like you're getting so much like pathos in this, like, this kind of simple idea of, oh yeah, you go here to like cry your eyes out after you cheat on your wife. No one else is like injecting that much emotion into like these. I just feel like we haven't seen that before in lyrics.
Before Amy?
About this kind of particular storyline, right? I mean, because there's plenty of songs about, oh yeah, like, you know, crying your eyes out or break up the bar. But this idea of the waitress herself.
No, the waitress herself.
As being the person who listens and yet cannot reveal her own.
You know, it also is a little bit the reverse. Meet Virginia. She works 8 days a day. I don't know the lyrics to Meet Virginia, but you know Meet Virginia.
Yes. Well, I also know Brandy, you know. She works laying whiskey down.
I mean, there's a million songs about a woman.
I think that's more about just like kind of having this like romantic view of a random woman who happens to be a waitress. This is about like the role of waitress in male heartbreak. Anyway, the point is, I think that there is such a depth there.
Can I just say one thing about the song Fuck Me Pumps?
Yes.
It's the song about how there is always that girl that's so fun at the club that like gets you in at the club, talks to the guys at club, but is like now kind of like desperate. And she's kind of like, don't come to me if you're pushing 30 and like need a boyfriend. But she says this genius line of like, we need this girl, which I'm just like, thank you for talking about that. Which just like, if we didn't have this type of girl, the fun girl at the club, you would be at the club talking to no one.
She understands social dynamics and women on such a deep level. And she played that role. She played the boisterous, quick with a joke, big laugh.
Huge laugh.
Big bottle of Jack and Coke.
Because I just know I'll never be like, fuck me pumps, girl.
You're never going to be like talking to everyone at the club.
I'll like talk to everyone at the club, but only after like my wilder friend is like, let's talk to these guys.
Right. You're not like going up to the group being like, fuck it, I'm going to go over there and say hi.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, she wrote lyrics like no other.
Yeah. There's such a humanity, and I think it also comes back to her Jewish middle class upbringing and the sort of diversity of Greater London.
And like wanting to live in North Finchley.
And live in North Finchley and like being indie and like being into jazz and being into hip hop.
Well, she's
but also, like,
I
want to
talk about her
Jewish
indiness, because it's like she's like indie in such a like funny different way, which is retro jazz girl. She gets punk later, but like, she's that girl, like, in class, and someone's like, what are you listening to? And she's just like, Sarah Vaughan.
Yeah.
And someone's like, what? And she's like, she's this amazing jazz singer from 1948.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know, I like the old stuff.
Right, and then people are like, oh, wait, this bitch is, like, retro.
I feel like that is an even more legit way, a legit entry point to indie.
And it's a little different than like being, it's between theater girl and indie girl. That's where they collide.
I think partly why you had an aversion to her is because you didn't realize that her transformation into the Mark Ronson more like 60s girl group soul influence sound was just kind of like, you know, necessary evolution that she had to make in order to be a little bit more mainstream, and that was just kind of the sound that Mark Ronson happened to like make
like
with
I
her.
Felt like she'd left us.
She but left I think you knew that she crew. Was like so retro and so jazz, and like you were just being like, oh, she's just another Joss Stone, like doing the kind of neo soul sound that's in right now. But she was just being put onto that temporarily for that album.
No, and I think if I maybe, you know, said these things, I was just like Amy. I was young and dumb, okay?
Yeah, you were.
I was like, yeah, I love Sinatra and Sarah Vaughan too, okay? But some of us like stuck to it and we didn't sell out and play on Kiss 108. But I always loved the music. I think it was like the persona I probably saw as fake.
I do think Mark Ronson's production on the album is a little, like, whatever. It's, like, a little bit bland.
Wow. And coming for rehab all these years later?
I think they're good. I think they're great songs, and her vocals are incredible on them. But, I do think the production's maybe a little bit flat.
What would you have done?
I don't think it sounds that different board. Than CeeLo or Joss Stone.
I think it sounds a lot different than Joss Stone. Maybe not that different from CeeLo, okay? Because Joss Stone, I think, was being a little more fake vinyl noise in a Kate Hudson way. And Rehab was cleaner. I have literally zero complaints of Mark Ronson's production.
Okay.
I know you're producer of sorts.
Literally am a producer.
Is your producer.
As our fans will know, they listen to my production every episode. But I think I would have actually been a little bit more spare. I would
you
have.
You should redo the one of the best selling albums of all time.
I would have eased up on some of the strings. Yeah.
I encourage you. It would be a really fun project for the winter.
Maybe I will. Release my edit.
Steven's version. Back to black. Okay. You know that thing when there's like new jazz singers? It just, something about it usually sounds just still a little like Diana Krall. Like,
you're not hearing the pain. You're not hearing. Yeah. It's like Amy literally was a fucking drug addict. She was an alcoholic. She was smoking cigarettes. Like these new Juilliard ass jazz
girls.
They all
sound Juilliard.
They've never fucking had a beer in their life.
Someone
it's just
being like anything goes. Beat up, but
it's so clean. It's so forgive me, white. It's just not.
No, when I went to 54 Below to see the Sinatra review, which was amazing, there was one young jazz girl, and she was probably like the best, but it was just like still something little
nasally
rehearsal.
Too. Rehearsal.
Not just like literally like, yeah, picking up the whiskey and just fucking
and
going.
Amy, even when there's an amazing scene in the documentary where she's recording with Tony Bennett, and Tony Bennett is like...
Okay, wait. So I was listening to Amy and the Tony came on and Maya just goes to me and she was like, wait, why are like all of them? Why are they obsessed with Tony Bennett? And here's the thing. Tony Bennett is like the last of the greats.
Right.
But can I say something controversial?
It's not, I know what you're going to say. It's not controversial to me.
Okay. He is not my favorite and has never been of the Sinatras and the Dean Martins and Sammy Davis.
Was he like so good in like the 40s or something?
He was more like 60s.
But whenever
he
I've
also,
heard...
He also, to me, is a little Juilliard.
To me, I'm just like, you can barely call it singing. I'm just like, when Tony Bennett's just like, fly me to the moon.
Well, you're also hearing his,
and
like...
let me play among the stars. And you're kind of like, babe, this is talking. We're just talking right now.
I mean, that was also when he was like 95 and all these chicas were like dragging him out of the coffin because they were like, I need my Tony Bennett duet.
No, I mean, Gaga was doing elder abuse for a good decade with him.
And the Gaga, Tony Bennett thing.
Like Weekend at Bernie's.
I always felt a little sad because it was like, I feel like he loved Amy, and I'm sure he loved Gaga, but it was a little bit like.
Does after he know where he is?
After Amy died, does he know where he is? He was like. Amy, no, you dyed your hair.
He definitely thought Lady Gaga was Amy Winehouse.
Your voice has changed a little.
Are you talking about musical theater, Lady Gaga?
Yeah,
theater.
Like I'll take a, you know, Bobby Darin, Frankie Lane.
But what she's doing, I mean, the way she's thinking, she's so crazy, Amy Winehouse. It's like, these other girls aren't crazy like her.
No.
Every word she says is different, and you don't know where she's going to go with those syllables.
A is her.
She's like, and you're like, damn, girl, like, you're all over the place. And yet, hitting the note, still finding the note, so much power. She was a contralto. I don't know if you know that.
As a producer, I only work with contraltos.
Which, frankly, I don't know what that means. But she wasn't doing, like, falsetto so much. She had a big, boomy...
Right, and I'm just like, I'm trying to think. I'm like, there's not... No one has come like her.
And there won't be, because... Fucking, as we know, Zoomers are fucking afraid of drugs and alcohol, and they're all on their phones, and they're never gonna find that pain to sing about anymore.
But British people are different. I think they're...
No, British people are doing, yeah, they're all doing, like, whippets at age two.
Yeah, so...
We could find another British, Jewish, like, middle-class pensioner's daughter in Finchley to
us. I want to read the list of her ambitions. One, open Dolly's Diner. Two, be photographed by David LaChapelle. Three, to do a movie where I look ugly.
No,
so iconic.
That is so genius. Yeah. That is truly the mark of fame.
Yeah, it's like
that's plain ugly in a movie, period.
To act with Michael Madsen. To be a good friend of Sarah Jessica Parker, Stella McCartney, and Eddie Izzard. To fuck Huey.
Okay, what's so funny about that is that's such like fag hag behavior.
Right, just being like, I want to be friends with SJP, and then being like, fuck Huey, just guy.
But, like, she kind of wasn't a fag hag.
I think she had gays, but I feel like the media, honestly, like, didn't let us see them because they were obsessed with, like, her marriage with, like, Blake Field of Civil. And,
right,
like,
and all her just, like,
and
naughty
Pete,
boyfriends.
And be like, did she fuck Pete Doherty? We don't know.
Yeah.
To collaborate with Missy Elliott and Timbaland. To have a shoe collection and over 300 pairs of shoes. To have Marilyn hair. To meet Liz Taylor and Paul Newman. Wasn't Paul Newman, like, already dead? Maybe he wasn't yet.
We'll pull up the timeline on that. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure she's with Marilyn, like, doing lines in the afterlife. To avoid surgery. Obsessed. To have people look up to me. To buy a house in South Beach. To make a movie with Steve Buscemi in it, which is also being so I want to look ugly in a movie.
That's also so you. It's like she just was you, and that's why you were upset. Because, like, you were Cherry's girl, and you literally just were, like, the most normal indie seatbelt belt. And you're just, like, so mad at Amy Winehouse, even though you were being like, yeah, you guys, I think Steve Buscemi is, like, the coolest fucking actor. No.
The way she is me, where it's like, what did I want in my fridge? Vodka at age 12. What did I disrupt? Class with my talking. What did I want to do? Redecorate my room. Like, and I made so many lists like her where I was just like...
And you were also so journal covered in, like...
Collages.
She was collaging from, like, Heat magazine, which just, like, pics of random
So
British
me
guys.
And all my lists were just being like, get a job. Fuck this girl. I'm 14. Just, like, rent more movies. Like, buy blazers.
Buy a shelf for my DVD collection.
Celebrity Book Club. Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code iHeart for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. CYMBIOTIKA.com.
Segments, mate. What does she eat?
What does she wear?
How does she live, mate? All right, what's she eat? Not much.
Literally not much. And she says her dad calls her out and he's actually like horrid cooking.
Like terrible, terrible cooking. She's got a recipe for like a pie in here or something.
Yeah, and she's like freaking like burning it.
Yeah, I mean, she's like pizza. She's getting takeaway. Like,
it's like takeaway like fish curry.
Fish and chips and curry.
Fish and chips and like spice bag.
Spice bag.
Do you know what that is?
Oh, is that a British thing? I mean, I think
it's
very British.
It's British or like Irish, but it's like takeaway. And it's like fried rice, it's like fish and chips, it's like kebab, and then you put like curry sauce on it, and it's like spice bag.
Okay, and it's just in a bag.
It's in a box, but it's called like spice bag.
I mean, I feel like all British food is eaten at 4 a.m. when you're wasted, because that's what they always are.
No, the best meal I had in England was when I had like a like kebab wrap roll after our show at 4 a.m. takeaway.
Might remember you eating that takeaway.
Yeah, I bet you do. I feel like we literally in England, I remember I was like, I have not eaten.
Yeah.
Like, except for that.
No, I mean, it's
like,
so easy when you're in go London to like literally not
you're
eat.
You're not eating. And then you're like, fuck, I didn't take away.
I've been in Arid's for 6 hours.
Nicking high fives.
And she's having like 7 Jack and Cokes.
I mean, I'll say it again. Pass me the Stella and fries.
Yeah.
Stella and fries.
She it's likes just like, it all.
Yeah. It's like beer at the pub. But I feel like she is so Cher Horowitz, where probably like made something random and it's like burning up her flat.
Yeah, she like did with stir fry once.
How does she live? I feel like we have to read this stuff she wants to get for her teen room. Make my bureau into a homework area. Get a new TV. She has 1,000 lists in this book and it's always get a new TV. And I'm like, is this the same thing or are you upgrading? Clean my room and put away drapes on. New curtains, some shelves, finish painting my room, get rid of my bookcase or put it somewhere else. My new room layout. And she's bed against the wall, rug, bookcase,
she
drawers.
Has an actual floor plan that she drew.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the bed is against the wall, which is ultimately very, like...
dorm. I mean, this is her teen...
I guess it's teen room, but it's also, like, girl who doesn't eat, I feel like, is bed against the wall.
Yeah, in the horrible lesbian romance, renovation romance, they renovate a room to have a bed against the wall, and I screamed.
I mean, listen, if it's a guest room and it's a day bed, fine.
A day bed, but not, like, a hotel room.
No.
When she was richer... I still feel like she was being
she was
so,
absolutely
like,
still the messiest girl on earth, and there's just crack pipes everywhere, and she's
and like
in
broken
squalor.
Bottles and like
oh, bottles
so she had like 13 cats
and
so
it's like so many clothes and hangers and like things to return to like Marks and Spencer and like it's an absolute fucking mess. Okay. I mean, girls like that, we've talked about this, like, you know, talked about Lana Del Rey, like girls like that are already insanely messy bedroom girls, even if they're not like
they're not
full ass crack addicts, like they're right. Already being so like there's earrings in the ashtray and there's like gum like in the underwear and like there's like so much like agent provocateur that's like
she's like move it fluff
with like stilt tags on that are just like with takeaway like on top of the tags. It's like those girls are already like that and then add in just like full crack
the drugs,
and heroin
yeah.
addiction and honey it's messy.
No it's messy but I guess there's a TV in there and the TV I think is like always on.
Okay, what does she wear? I would like to
yeah
draw,
please read the
draw
list.
Our attention to a list of summer shoes that she wants to buy. 2 pairs black ballet shoe in canvas, £24. A tropical brown leather wedge.
So it's like tropical pattern.
Okay, it says tropical / brown leather wedge. I think maybe she means that a wedge, like a woven wedge, is
yes.
just by definition tropical.
It's true.
And then like the actual like fabric that's going around the foot is brown leather. Or she means the fabric yeah. could be like a floral print.
That's what I was picturing.
And there is no brown leather.
But I guess
it's either or.
The wedge is kind of tropical in nature and you will be wearing
okay,
that.
Okay, did you clock that she went to Cyprus on vacation with her parents?
Okay, somehow I missed that.
They were like, here's a picture of us in Cyprus, which is wow. so like Jewish middle class pensioner because Cyprus is still such a, just like.
You're not going to Greece.
You're going to Cyprus because you're random as hell. Okay, flat brown loafery shoes. Which is A, so now, and so just, like, whatever.
Except for
like,
now, loafers are out and ballet flats are in, so she's actually being...
Oh, because Prada is trying to be so, like...
People just keep on saying ballet flats are in, but I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen a single flat walking
no,
around
I've
this
seen
town.
A lot of lists that say flats are in.
And I don't even think I saw like at a recent sort of like Dime Square party where all the girls were like being so like were wearing kind of Y2K fucked up outfits of like the tiniest skirt you've ever seen in a huge belt. I didn't even see any flats
not
at
a flat
that party.
In sight.
And it was being more
well,
loafer.
Girls.
Girls, if you're into flats, now's the time, okay?
See it.
Put your money where your mouth is. And then white canvas ballet pump.
Canvas ballet pump. It's kind of crazy.
Kind of crazy.
Canvas pump.
But I guess that's like so Maryland because it's kind of like virginal.
But you'd think it'd be more like shiny.
It's also a little, it's actually just more resort. And this is why, again, she's middle class pensioner Cypress,
yes.
Is it's like she's wearing these canvas pumps. And she got really into St. Lucia like later in life.
Oh, yeah. And she's like, oh, I really want to go to St. Lucia. And we're going, me and Blake are going to St. Lucia.
And she was on St. Lucia for 6 months with her dad, drinking a lot.
Drinking.
Yeah. But not doing heroin.
No, and alcohol.
But that's the weird thing is she alcohol killed her.
Well, I feel like she had that thing where it was like, if you have one more sip,
yeah,
you'll.
And she was like, all right, well, I'm gonna have one more sip.
I feel like it's the body as a doctor is like so fucked up from the heroin and then that one last sip.
No, I mean, like, listen, the liver can bounce back, but it also like cannot if you like kind of beat it up too much.
Yeah.
And then you really got to take it easy for a minute.
And that's why we're.
We're so proud to partner with.
with Athletic Brewing Light. Half off now at code Amy Winehouse Celebrity Book Light.
I like to mix my non-alcoholic Athletic Brewing with a little bit of Faccia Bruto Amaro for damp January. Okay, who are you in the book?
Okay, I mean, you are
Amy, but
you're also Amy.
Not.
Yeah, you're Amy, but also not.
You're also like the girls making fun of her, like at
not
school.
In school. No, I would have been desperate to be friends with him.
Actually,
I
would have thought she was so cool.
Yeah,
I'd been like massive crush on him,
and I'd been like, let's listen to records.
Yeah,
do you want to come to my house? Listen, because like I'm Amy, as we said, like list collages, badass retro.
You're more list than collage, though. I'm not as collage.
No,
you're more Amy.
Yeah,
for sure. And you're more into than me, and everyone knows this.
And everyone knows it. But and again, you called me out. I came in here being like, I'm the biggest Amy Winehouse fan, and you're Amy in the sense that you're just like, fuck Huey.
And I'm like,
and you're being like, why are my brother's mates
so fit? And I'm just being like, wait, I want a guy with like glasses and a Scottish accent.
And you're like, wait, but why? Like, won't my brother's friends like me? I'm too young. Why?
I'm secretly like trying to find ways to like make my boyfriend's eyesight worse, so he has to wear glasses.
You're also just like a girl working at Marks and Spencer, like helping her shop.
Shop for tropical wedges. Yeah. All right, so I don't know how I give this book. I love Amy Winehouse. I love that doc about her. I don't know.
I love the doc way more than this book. The dad knows.
I don't love that this book is like so clearly trying to rehabilitate the reputation of the parents.
It's also really this in this Home Goods way with the big quotes.
Yeah, the big quotes. And those quotes are just from like interviews with her. Like it'll intersperse with the kind of cool scans of the notes and drawings. Like will just be these, yeah, more Home Goods coded like handwriting quotes of just
her,
like,
yeah, it's like her notes and lyrics.
When it comes to fashion, I'm a bitch. You know what's attractive on a girl? A girl being herself. Don't be one of the crowd. And that's
so true.
It's like so just like you could see that quote like on a makeup bag.
Right. Being sold like discount at TJ Maxx.
Yeah. It's a cash grab.
It is. I kind of give this coffee table book a 2.5 crack pipes. five. Because it's really fun and like cool to read her like lyrics and they're beautiful and her notes and her silly little drawings and her serious drawings. But like the dad's asides being like, Amy loved daddy and mommy and that's why she got tattoos.
And I think it would have been interesting to have, you know, more ephemera in here. Like not just these little notes, but like maybe there could be other stuff. Like I want to see the receipt from like the
tropical wedges.
From the wedges. I want a receipt of her and Blake like having Stella's at the pub on the night that they got like married and then they like did.
Cut each other
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
just like the doc that shows you kind of more everything versus this.
I give this also 2.5 rolls of tinfoil. If you know, you know.
That's so bad. It's like, we don't know.
But Amy,
we love you.
We love you. We miss you.
We miss you. Come back to Earth.
Okay, wait. Can I ask one question
though? Totally, yeah.
Was there something in the beehive to hold it up, or was it just her hair?
No, I think you do need something in the beehive to hold it up.
There is some sort of like an object in there that's being wrapped around.
Or it's like wrapped around and lots of like clips holding it up.
I mean, there's definitely a clip in there, but it just looks, the volume just seems too large to just be pure hair.
Like, is there a cone?
That's what I'm wondering. But then I'm like, you feel like people would have talked about that more. So sound off if you're a hairdresser.
Or if you've ever done a beehive.
Yeah. All right, best.
Best.
Mate, like, this podcast was actually produced by this right bird, Christina Everett, mate. We met her in Shoreditch.
Oh my God, that reminds me. It's also supervised, produced by Abu Safar, who we met in Camden.
Right, mate.
Yeah.
No, that mate.
And we, like, he played, like, drums, yeah. Right?
And he was, like, knackered off his gourd, mate. He was completely pissed. There was,
and then this really fit bird, Dobby Masters. Produced it.
Yeah, she's doing production, mate, at Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
She's got a little shop out there. It's like proper calm and shit.
She's doing the Billie Eilish record, actually, I heard. That's what she's up to, yeah.
She's producing that next.
The music, though, Steve Phillips Horse, I think that this was his only song. He, like, retired. He lives, like, in Wales.
Yeah, it's all about One Hit Wonder, man. I heard he just did, like, a radio show out of Chelsea, I think.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
What else, mate?
Well, Teddy Blanks did the artwork.
Oh, Teddy Blanks, mate.
Yeah,
right,
fucking Tate Modern ass.
Proper. He needs a solo show, mate.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Oh, right, mate. This podcast originally, Prolo Project.
Yeah, they did the conception stuff, mate. Kind of birth vibes. And then there was,
Right.
Oh, Wax, fuck, mate.
Studios,
what else?
Wax Studios.
Abbey Road,
man.
Yes, it was recorded at Abbey Road and mixed at Electric Lady. That's it.
That's it, mate. Sort off.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.